Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking Doc.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, C-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
This your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show.
You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip-flop. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watch. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't murder master music show. It's the 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 Murder Master Music Show.
Episode 253. 253 of Murder Master Music Show, UGS Radio, UGSforlife.com. We have a special guest. He's no stranger to the show. He's been on a couple round tables, but the last time he was on by himself was over 200 episodes ago. I was like, man, we got to have Shane back on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Here he is. Let's bring him on without further ado. MC Shane, how are you doing?
How you know it was me?
It was clever, man.
What's happening?
You been good?
Oh, yeah, you already know it. I'm chilling like a villain, as always.
Yeah, we've been fucking with the Universal Hip Hop Museum, and I was checking out the website, I saw UHHM.org. I saw you're involved with that, too. What exactly are you guys trying to do? It sounds like a real good idea.
Well, that's something Curtis Blow had came up with. I ain't heard from Curtis in a long time. What they're doing with it and where they're going with it, and nobody has gotten in touch with me about it.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, we can put you in touch with some of the guys again. But yourself, the last time you and I we played a hell of a song. Let's Bring Hip Hop Back. I felt it was a very underrated song. It should have got more attention than what it did from the media. You got anything else in the works that we can look forward to?
I got a song out now called Gritty. I've just been running around all day, doing things and whatnot. I meant to send it to you when you sent me the text. It's Gritty. It's on YouTube, MC Shane Gritty. It's just me talking crap as usual, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the lyrical content right now is just bunch of get high and sip lean and
what I mean.
Crap. Nothing that tantalizes the mind. Nothing that's gonna make your mind say, "Ooh, he made an ill metaphor." Nothing
right.
Like that, you know.
Nothing. I agree. There's a few artists out there, mainly in the underground. As far as in the lamestream, there's really nobody. There's not anybody out there I feel that's representing hip hop. Like you did, or like how the Ghetto Boys did, or Spice One, or
And they're not going to be heard in the mainstream because the mainstream don't want that kind of knowledge and, you know, self-creativity and all that. They don't want that. They want you to be as dumb as possible. You know what I'm saying? Because who listens to hip-hop? We do. You know what I mean? It's like hip-hop's message, and then all they want you to do is watch Love and Hip-Hop and all this garbage on TV, which gives you a false sense of who you really are. You know what I mean? Everybody can't afford a Bugatti. Everybody can't afford a Mercedes. So you're going to front and act like you got one. You know what I'm saying? So it's like really real crazy with the music. I'm not even tantalized by the music industry anymore. It's not even an industry. It's just a bunch of bubblegum garbage, you know? And I mean, people would listen to me and say, oh, you're hating. I'm not hating. I'm just stating my opinion. Somebody that helped create this game, I could see if I was one of these newcomers saying that, then you can call me a hater. But I was one that helped create this game. And to watch what it is now, and they're getting so much money, and if you don't like them, you're a hater. These are the people that are making you who you are, but yet you want to call them bums because they're not driving a Mercedes or whatever, you know?
There's no homage paid. You pay homage to the people that were before you, just as people like I said, the Ghetto Boys, they might have paid homage to you and so on. You don't see that now. You don't see these younger guys paying homage like they should be. And that's part of what sickens me about the newer generation of hip-hop, too.
Well, they like that about everything. They don't have respect for their mama, so how can you expect them to have respect for a rap artist? You dig what I'm saying? They don't have respect for their fellow man, period. You know, all I want to shoot and I want to kill. And this is the message that's being relayed through some of these records. And the more that they put that out, that means that these artists that are trying to come up, that's the message that they want to portray because they think that's what's going to get them on. Oh, if I talk about sipping lean and I talk about getting high, that's what's going to get me on. When you're really not about that, that's not your lifestyle. That's not what you do. And then you're going to try and portray that. And then somebody that really does that is going to come tap you on your chin. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you need
now
that. There's not enough of the OGs, I feel, like yourself. You're out there doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like with songs, like I said earlier. But there's not enough, I feel, coming together saying, hey, man, we need to check these dudes. We need to check them at the door. We don't need to let them in. People like, I feel people like Puffy, people like Jay-Z, these dudes get passes galore. They do all kinds, especially Kanye. I'll throw him out there. He does all kinds of shit that desecrates hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Says Tupac was overrated.
I do too. I do too. But now you get a whole bunch of older cats and older generation, right? That'll say, ooh, when you coming out with something, when you coming out with something, when you coming out with something. Then when you drop something, you think they support it. You think they want to share your video. You think they want to do, any like, ooh, so-and-so got a new song out. No, they don't do none of the above. So this is what brings me to the state of music that I'm in. Like, I don't even feel like doing it. Because every time you turn around, when you coming with a new album, then when I put the video up, I can't get hits like a million hits. I can't get none of that. You know what I'm saying? It's just you came out with something and they done passed it by. But yet you stand around talking about wiggy, 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 ooh, wiggy, wiggy. Come on, man. You trying to be you following the trend of somebody that should be following you. You going backwards. The evolution, I say the evolution of hip-hop. You know how they say the evolution of man where you know, first he was limp-back, monkey-type-ish, and then you got the stand-up man? That's hip-hop in reverse. Hip-hop was stand-up, but now you got the monkey shit going on.
I agree 100%. 100%. And, it's good that the underground in certain spots is still thriving. But I see a lot. I even see so many of these underground guys emulating these whack fucks on the TV. It's just pathetic. But, I got that song, Gritty. I'm going to play it. man, don't ever stop rapping, Shan. The game needs you.
Oh, no,
and
no,
I, you
I've
know,
got
that,
plenty.
It's shit. You know what I'm saying?
I've got plenty, and it's thanks to guys like you that support me. I mean, even if it's just a little bit of support, I'm cool with it, and I love the fact that y'all do it. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate it. It's just the fact that some of these people out here that just like to talk. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are just talkers. Talk is cheap. You can buy that by the dozens. You know what I'm saying? And that's why when people like yourself will text me and say, yo, Shan, what's up with an interview? Let's do it. You don't hear nothing from me except cool. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Because
really
I appreciate the fact that you're willing to talk to me and giving me a platform to say what I have to say. You know what I mean? So it's like I appreciate it 1,000%, not 100 times 10. Let's square it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that, you know, and it's nothing, man. It's a huge honor for us to be able to have people like yourself or people like Paradise Gray, the X-Clan, you know, come on our show and give you guys that platform. Because I see a lot of these other shows, they have the ability to bring guys like you together and do these round tables and shit that we're doing with no budget, you know what I'm saying, from the underground. They have the ability to do this on a much, much fucking larger level and really shed light on all your movements. Like you said, you ain't getting the millions of views. But these fucks, they ain't doing it. They're part of the problem, too. A huge part of the problem. Matter of fact,
why
they are
they
probably the biggest part.
The problem.
The problem.
They are the. They're not the. Yeah. They are the problem. And now you got to look at it like they're making so much money doing the shit that they're doing that why should they even bother? Why should I bother?
Yeah.
I'm getting mine. You know how this world is. It's like, you know, it ain't each one teach one no more. It's get mine and fuck you. That's what it's more about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's real shit. That's real shit. Well, let's give them something gritty. This is your track, Gritty. I just snagged it off of YouTube. I'm waiting until the little intro goes away. But here it is. We'll be right back with MC Shan.
Why y'all looking at me cooler, son? Y'all know this fucking title's mine. This game is off the hook like y'all have lost your motherfucking mind. I'm coming like that tidal wave that overtook Poseidon. Y'all tell me that I'm slipping, you don't know which fucking way y'all sliding. Laughing at y'all baller niggas, think y'all can't get spit at either. Give me space to find some other place to park your shit at. I used to hold it long before you lusted and decided. If rap you chose, I'm probably one of those that inspired it. Check my expiration date, not due for disassembly. You thought that I'd be walking around, do you remember me? I know a whole lot of y'all that's gonna say I'm hating. Call me Antichrist, cause I spit fire like a son of Satan. Want the plaque with triple digit RIAA rating. So raw, you can dust for Princeton, even though it's blatant. Look up and never wonder why you see them niggas skating. If this is what a hater is, then fuck it, I'ma stay hating. Doesn't matter where you're from, doesn't matter how you come, cause your clown niggas still can't fuck with me. Here to represent my town, this is how I put it down, QB, and I still keep my shit gritty. Doesn't matter where you're from, doesn't matter how you come, cause your clown niggas still can't fuck with me. Here to represent my town, this is how I put it down, QB, and I still keep my shit gritty.
I'm always be a top dog, and ain't no trading places. Y'all can have rap, but only with my blessings and my graces. When I can't hear and I can't remember names and I see faded faces. Be that way with QBs, just a barren ass oasis. No disrespect, just putting shit back into its respective places. Hot, cause mama fed me flames on a daily basis. Constantly the weed I spark, don't think I suffer brain death. I look at y'all and see myself, except y'all suffer brain death. So deep that my words come harmonious and faceless. Battle scars, Shan just got a portion of a facelift. Y'all probably mentioned DDP, but that was neither hit or miss. Y'all niggas just can't fuck with me. Don't worry what I did with Chris. When I die, I'll probably be remembered as a great chef. This is how it's gonna be until the day I face death. Straight up out of Queensbridge, New York be the city. And y'all niggas can't fuck with Shan, cause Shan keep his shit gritty.
Doesn't matter where you're from, doesn't matter how you come, cause your clown niggas still can't fuck with me. Here to represent my
where you're from, doesn't matter how you come, cause your clown niggas still can't fuck with me. Here to represent my town, this is how I put it down. QB, and I still keep my shit green.
Now for every dollar earned for me, for y'all, that's a dollar lost. And what good is your life when it's a motherfucking holocaust? About to kill every last nigga I hear holler for. Pissing on your windshield every time you pop that fucking floor. Sick of kids and got your son, whoops, you done took them off. For telling where you hit this shit, roundabout is what it costs. Fucking airhead, your pants are tight, you don't wanna rip. Put it on your shiesty ass, just cause you be looking shit. Niggas say I'm overdue, so fuck it, I'ma pay the shit. I'ma do the dishes, wash the windows and away the shit, you heard me. Down and dirty is the only way I write my songs. When you put them on, make you wanna say this shit. Respected rap figure, nigga, since you was a knee-high. If it wasn't for some other niggas, spit your throat would be dry. Grimy, so I spit the grittiest shit. Motherfuck who y'all be, cause all my niggas from QB.
Doesn't matter where you're from, doesn't matter how you come, cause your clown niggas still can't fuck with me. Here to represent my town, this is how I put it down. QB, and I still keep my shit green. Doesn't matter where you're from, doesn't matter how you come, cause your clown niggas still can't fuck with me. Here to represent my town, this is how I put it down. QB, and I still keep my shit green. Doesn't matter where you're from, doesn't matter how you come, cause your clown niggas still can't fuck with me. Here to represent my town, this is how I put it down. QB, and I still keep my shit.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man, because it's bars. I mean, you were spitting some shit about, the Holocaust. Real fucking shit.
I'm about to cause a Holocaust in the rap game if they would allow me to. You dig what I'm saying? All you want to talk about is your ice. I don't care about none of that ice shit. Nigga, everybody talking
shit
about
don't
ice.
Relate
your mama
to
could
me
make
at all.
A record. Look, your mama could make a record if she wants to talk about her jewelry, which is probably real. You know what I'm saying? These cats run around here in all the fake jewelry and whatnot. And I can't say nothing about the jewelry because we set the trend for that. But that wasn't the basis of our songs. Our songs weren't basically talking about what we drive and what we live in. That's like boasting. And I can see a lot of these cats that come out nowadays, yeah, you live in the high life right now. But guess what? You're going about to have a tax bill that you can't pay. Your records ain't selling no more like you used to. You don't have the same platforms to earn this money like we are. You know what I'm saying? The Sirius and all them paying player stuff. You're getting played on the regular airplay radio stations that don't pay nothing. So you're getting airplay. Yeah, you're getting airplay. But what residuals are you getting from it? Yeah. You're not getting any. And then there's entities like YouTube. Yeah, you can get monetized or whatever. See, where you get a cat like me telling YouTube, yo, this is my intellectual property. I don't want it on somebody else's page being monetized unless I'm getting a split of this money. But, yeah, you tell me, oh, we don't believe that. It's your song. And I send you in all my writer's credits and all of that. Now we have to go one deeper. Now I got to sue the YouTube folks for intellectual property because anything
wow.
that's created out of your mind and all of this stuff, now you don't want to take and monetize me for that. So there has to be something new brought up to where cats like myself, where your stuff is getting played and you're not getting monetized for it, there's got to be some other way to go to it. Because, okay, the record company owns this, then they own the publishing and they own the rights to this. Well, they don't own the rights to my intellectual property. So guess what? Both of you got to get sued for that.
Right. Trying to pay the piper.
It might be. Right. It's like I don't care if it's a tenth of a penny. That tenth of a penny belongs to me. It's mine. It's rightfully mine. And you won't take – I mean, there's plenty of sites. We're getting hits like crazy. You know, million hits here, million hits there that somebody else is getting monetized for because it's on their YouTube page. And I tell YouTube, listen, I want it taken down. But you don't have the – how can you tell me I don't have the right to take it down? So now we got to go a little bit deeper down the rabbit hole. Forget it. Y'all could claim the publishing. Y'all could claim the rights and all of this other stuff. But guess what? That's still my intellectual property. And there are intellectual property laws and intellectual property rights that can still be brought about. And it'll change the whole way YouTube does business. I don't mind being that game changer. I don't mind sticking my neck out for it because it's my money, period.
And you are you currently suing them right now, or is that something you're going to do in the future?
No, I'm putting it in the works. All I'm going to do is keep on. I'm going to send them a couple of more letters telling them to take my stuff down. Take it down. Just like if somebody did a YouTube video and you were in the background, doesn't mean that they have your right to use your face. They have to sign. You have to sign off. Even if it's a YouTube video, if it's an Instagram video or whatever it is, the people who've made that video don't actually have the rights to it unless they ask you to sign off on it. So if you wanted to be funny and get people's Instagram shut down, you can. You know what I'm saying? You can get people's Instagram shut down for having you on all the time when I'm doing shows and people won't have their Instagrams up and all that. If you wanted to be funny, you can shut their Instagrams down. Because they don't have the right to have you in there, but that's taking it too far against the people out of your fans. We're not talking about them. Y'all go ahead and put that up. Do what y'all want to do with it. Have your good time. But it's the people like the YouTubes and all of these sites that are generating currency and advertising money while playing your songs and your music.
Right, man.
They need to have some kind of regulation put on them. Either you pay the person who shit it is, or shut it off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So now it might just be one me, but if it was to happen collectively that a bunch of artists came together and say, listen, you two, you got to change your business practices because there's money that you're making and you're generating money while playing my stuff. Although YouTube doesn't actually take the rights from you when you put it up there, but you, in the terms of service, you give them the right to use it. But I didn't give them the right to have my words, my voice, up on nobody else's site where I'm not getting monetized. So that's like a whole different can of worms that I'm going to open up with that.
Yeah, definitely. It's, like you said, it's a game changer right there.
And so, people stealing shit all the time from people, making money all the fucking time. You know what I'm saying? And then when it's time for you to get broke off, then they act like they don't know what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, yeah, especially with the big companies.
Right. Now, YouTube is actually allowing people to download and suck your music off the site with piracy. You dig what I'm saying? So if you got something up there that's for sale.
I just took your song off the site. I hope you don't
see it right now. No. This is. Do you understand what I'm saying? How deep it goes? If that song was for sale and I'm supposed to get money and YouTube is just letting people suck it off the thing because you can use Torch and suck it right off of YouTube. There's regulations that should be put in place for certain things. And if you're going to if you're going to do that, then you should pay this much just to have that kind of service on your joint to compensate for all of these downloads and all of these things. And I'm not complaining about those because if somebody had enough interest in going to get my song and taking, that means that they fuck with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it's just something. But it's just there's that underlying thing where they're making money from advertisers because everybody who has a YouTube video can monetize their site, this, that, and the third. They've taken down a song of mine that I did something on the Gorilla song, the Clint Eastwood. And I got a note in my email saying, oh, you infringe, blah, 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 we're taking it down. Well, fine. Well, if you can do that to me for their song, why won't you do it? Because I'm not Warner Brother Music Group. You're not going to listen to me the same way at Warner's as you listen to Warner.
Yeah.
It's just a whole bunch of bullshit.
Tank, little bank. Yeah, yeah. If you don't have 10 million subscribers, they ain't going to fuck with you. You know, you got to stand up and fight for it, man. I feel that.
All right, but now, if I had those videos on my own page, I would have them 10 million subscribers because of them other millions going to this page, that page, that page to get my song or to listen to it. They'd have to come right to mine. Now I got those 10 million views. Now I got those 10 million listeners. So now you're also taking my clientele and not, you know what I'm saying? You messing up with my clientele now. I'm losing money because of what the fuck y'all are doing.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So it'd be a thing where you just, you know how when you go to a motherfucker with an astronomical number, oh, I'm suing you for $50 million. You dig what I'm saying? They're going to want to settle for $20 million. You know what I mean? And just as they lawyers look at it, like intellectual property is a real thing. They're going to send it to their, they're going to send it to their legal department, and legal department is going to have to look like, whoa, this is something new. Because us as hip-hop artists and people that don't get into the business don't know these things, intellectual property and shit like this. We don't know this unless you study certain things. You know what I'm saying? Because I had to study that right there. After they told me, no, you don't have the this, and you don't have a company, and you're not a company, so we and you don't have an email with a company name. We can't do this, and we can't do that. Oh, really? So now I got to go one deeper, because there's that word intellectual property on their site. They even say it. So I had to dig deep into what intellectual property was. But a lot of people don't know this stuff. Mm. And you don't know what to dig for unless your mind works in a certain kind of way.
Man, you
and
just
if you ask me, I don't know how these new artists are getting all this money. Where y'all getting this money from? Are y'all turning that money into trap money, and are you getting it that way? Because as soon as you drop a mixtape, it's on YouTube, and everybody in America took it and sucked it off of YouTube.
Right.
Where's your money
coming
from?
I don't never really see motherfuckers going to the stores buying shit and downloading shit. Everything, like you said, they pulling it off SoundCloud or fucking Reverb or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's always some kind of file sharing going on, as opposed
and then,
to
right, and it's low quality. Get it, if you get it directly from the artist, you're gonna get the absolute best quality. You snatch something off YouTube, it's gonna be distorted. It's not gonna be the same file, even though it's the same file the artist uploaded. It's been encoded by YouTube.
It's a generation back. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's definitely.
It's decoded a generation. But,
so
but they don't care about that. They're not into quality like back in the days.
Yeah,
back
we had to have
days,
a certain
FM
sound, man. You had to have them MTXs bumping or them Kenwoods. You know, it had to sound good. These motherfuckers nowadays don't give a shit. They just don't give a shit.
You know what they do? They just turn it a little bit louder, thinking that's going to... turn it up a little more. Turn it up.
Shit. Yeah.
But they don't know what shit sounds
like. Make it sound like shit, you know.
Yeah.
But they don't know what shit sounds like. If they don't know what shit sounds like in the beginning, they just gonna keep on having the shit.
Yeah, that's all they know is shit. Unfortunately. But last time we talked to you, I asked you about KRS-One. You guys got any plans of ever doing anything? Because you know the fans would love to see y'all get together and do something.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not going to be on no, oh, I'm going to do it for the love or none of that stuff, because me and him has never battled, ever. I don't care. Any hip-hop historian knows a battle is two cats on stage doing what they do, because I just went off on him. I went off on him a couple of months ago, and he's my man and all that, but yo, I'm tired of you saying how you took me out, and you ain't never did shit. You ain't never did shit. I got a fucking 5-page motherfucking rhyme in the drawer. See, what niggas thought I was going to do was make the rhyme and put it out there and give him a chance to rebut that shit. No, nigga. When we come to that point where nigga going to pay for us to do this shit, I'm going to have some shit for you. You ain't going to be able to understand where the fuck it's coming from. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how you fuck around, and you don't tell your motherfucking the general on the other motherfucking army field what your tactic is. Because that if you tell him what your tactic is, eventually he's gonna come behind and win.
Yeah. You don't train with the same fighter in the same gym. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know. So what you're saying is, Shan, after all these years, you want to battle Jared. You want to settle the score right now.
Listen, it's going to be what it's going to be. Exactly. Exactly, because I'm sick of him getting on stage talking about, and you know when it happened, when it really hit me, was when he had took that dude out on stage. Well, he ain't even really take that dude out. He let him stay in the audience because he knew that kid had something with him that he wasn't prepared for. And you on stage talking about Dweedu, 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 that's some Morgan Mindy shit. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All that coming off the top of your head shit, that's some bullshit. That's some real bullshit. And so now you're going to say, oh, I took Shan out years ago. Let's be real with this shit. You's a book smart motherfucker. You know all that bullshit. Well, guess what? That's some shit that you motherfucking interpreting from somebody else's reading. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you do your little activist shit and all of that shit. But when it comes down to motherfucking lyrics and making motherfucking stories and metaphors, nigga, you can't fuck with me. You can't fuck with me. As you listen to my songs and his from back in the day, they are two different types. He's a boom back, go in the club and hype the club up. Nigga, you'll kill me at a show any day. I'll give that to you. At a show, nigga, you will tear me down. I don't give a fuck any day of the week when it come down to that show shit, because I'm a motherfucker that get on stage and I'm going to fucking spit my lyrics and shit. My lyrics going to speak. I ain't got to make niggas jump up and down. I'm there to motherfucking make your mind fucking tantalize. I'm there to make you say, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
And the closest that me and him ever got to being face-to-face doing anything, I mean, we was on shows together, but we never actually stood toe-to-toe, rhyme for rhyme, back-to-back, and did anything other than a Sprite commercial, and I dumped you on that. You know what I'm saying? Because if I want to get to the Sprite commercial, you can't even count. Second strike, Shan sees triple Sprite foot in his eye. Strike two, lyrical verse dispersed. But come on, you said strike two twice.
Right.
You think what I'm saying?
Right.
You said strike two twice. So if that's the case, that's the only time me and him ever went toe-to-toe about anything. So all this, I took Shan out, blah, blah, blah. If that's the case, I could say I took LL out. But I'm not going to say that. Only thing happened is I made a record about LL and he didn't respond. So that doesn't give me the right to say, oh, I took LL out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I could go on that premise. If I'm going on the same premise as KRS-One because, oh, I didn't make another record after this, that was Molly's fault. Molly ain't want nothing to do with them niggas. Move. Get out my room. No. Get out of here. I'm finished. Wait till I'm finished. Molly ain't going to do another song with him about him. So now I got to hold that stigma, but that's all right. That ain't no problem. That ain't no problem at all. But my point is, to any hip-hop historian, any battle that you ever had claims to name and all of that stuff, there was two cats on stage doing what they do, and that's the end of that. But guess what? I ain't going to do it on the strength of, oh, I got something to prove. Nigga, y'all going to pay me.
Right,
I'm
going to
get paid on this shit. It ain't going to be about no motherfucker, oh, I'm dissing you on this. Nigga, where the money at? These niggas getting $80,000 a motherfucking show. You think I'm going to stand up there on stage with you and we do this for no money? You're a dickhead.
Yeah, you ain't lying about that shit. Because they got
you
all these other little battle leagues and shit. You know what I'm saying? These cats out here making money doing that shit. So it's got to be done right if it ever be like that, period. You know what I'm saying?
So that could be a pay-per-view type of thing. I mean, that could be a huge situation right there. So out of this history goes back, three decades almost. So you're saying you guys never battled before. This would actually be the first time you guys were face-to-face battling.
Battling, yes, other than that Sprite commercial. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
And this is what really ticked me off.
Yeah.
This is what ticked me off when I heard him say, oh, I took Shan out. Come on, man. Not with that 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to see more. What are them selling so shells at the seashore? Nigga, you sound like motherfucking Dr. Seuss. Get the fuck out of here. In my eyes, look, y'all know who Cyrano de Bergerac is? Hello?
You said what now? Yeah, you said what now? Cyrano, I didn't hear you.
He's the, do you know who Cyrano de Bergerac is?
Mm-mm. No, no.
Look up Cyrano de Bergerac. I know you got a computer in front of you. Nigga, use the hip-hop Cyrano de Bergerac. Not only is your flows, but your words are whack. Now,
whack,
look up
yeah.
a picture of look up a picture of Cyrano de Bergerac
it.
Right now on your phone or something. And watch, and
right
I'm
now.
Just going to give I'm just going to give that little tidbit up.
Shit, I don't know how you spell it, Chan.
Just put Cyrano, just talk
okay.
it into your phone, Cyrano de Bergerac, and look at a picture of Cyrano de Bergerac. That's all I'm going to give up on that. I got shit like that for his ass.
I'm trying to look this shit up right now. Let's see what I get.
You,
Google.
Use a hip-hop Cyrano de Bergerac. I got shit talking about motherfucking, you nigga. Shit, Simone gonna kick you out the house when I'm finished, nigga.
Yeah, but that it, that could generate a lot, a large amount of money if it's done properly. Like we had Damon Feldman. He does a celebrity boxing events and whatnot. He could even start, or whoever promotes these battles, they could have a huge fucking pay-per-view because this is 30 years in the making. Who wouldn't want to
right.
do this? You know what
right.
I mean?
Right, and we're going to do it like these Battle League niggas do. I don't need no music. I don't want to hype the crowd up with a beat name, paying attention to what you're talking about. Forget that. Acapella. Acapella.
Yeah.
So they don't mistake what's going on, the actual facts.
Yeah,
right.
Be
that's,
dope.
That's the only way to do it.
And, you know what I'm saying? Like them.
Too. At the end of the day, after, and not to cut you off, Shane, but at the end of the day, after the battle, whoever wins, I'm sure there's going to be a mutual respect, and maybe finally the two of you can get in the studio and cut a record together.
Oh, we've done it
hopefully.
Before. We've done it, and there's no disrespect. There's no, you know, being mad. I love Chris to this day. We cool as hell. But the bottom
yeah.
line is stop talking that bullshit you be talking, man.
Yeah.
Stop talking right. that bullshit you be talking. You be talking a bunch of bullshit about how you took me out, but yet you want to talk about how you the hip-hop historian, and you ain't even saying the right shit. Two niggas get on stage and battle. When a battle is a battle, it's two niggas on stage, straight out. Ain't no record for record, none of that. Any battle. And I'm not going to be around about. I'm going straight for your head, nigga, straight for your head. But I'm not going to give it up. Dweedle,
right,
dweedle,
right.
dweedle. That's some Mark and Mindy shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Especially with y'all coming from the birthplace of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would only be right for y'all to do a real battle if it was. And I feel you on that. Like, get paid for that shit. Because this motherfucker's out here getting paid. And it'd be some garbage-ass shit. Even these battle leagues that they got. Some of these motherfuckers
right.
really ain't saying shit. Just because you can throw a lot of words and make them shits rhyme, you know what I'm saying? That don't mean you dope with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta have a concept and everything behind what you're saying. Like, just you get a lot of motherfuckers just spitting shit and just think because they can go real fast with it. That mean they tight. That don't mean you fucking tight.
Not
that just mean
shit
you can rap.
At all.
That means you just can say a whole bunch of words fast. That's all that means. But if your words ain't meaning shit.
That means
you
can
you know
be an auctioneer when your rap money runs out.
Exactly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And even they talking about something. Fuck, they talking about what you want to buy. These motherfuckers just talking dumb shit.
Look, all I got to say to put some shit out there for the nigga, these 50 bars I give you going to feel like 50 lashes, and Simone going to have to find a spot up on the mantle for your ashes. The nerve of you to think that you could beat me at a joust, and if you alive when I'm finished, she going to kick you out the house, nigga. They put us in a boxing ring and thought that would end the fight. But I outlast your ass. But they gave you the Sprite. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? I got shit for this nigga, man. Shit the motherfucking that, yo, that's it. You know what I'm saying, nigga?
Right.
Nigga, I got some shit for you, Chris. is all I'm saying. You know, I've never been scared of you, ever, on any level, on any level. You know what I'm saying? But I'm tired of these motherfuckers saying, oh, we ain't never battled. That's it. We ain't never battled, ever. So that shit needs to be put out there, and every chance I get, I'm going to fucking make sure niggas know the real shit. We ain't never battled. We did shows together, plenty of them. I had to save this man's life, like 2 days before Scott got killed. You know what I'm saying? Come on, we had fun times together, but we never battled straight out. We went and did his show, I did my show. You dig what I'm saying? But now here right. we are 20 years later, and you 30 albums in, I produced Snow and stopped fucking with hip-hop, period. So now you want to take that as, oh, I put you out the game? No, nigga, I was sitting back spending these motherfucking millions while you were still working hard.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So do you still deal with the dude Snow too?
Oh, whatever yeah, he's my him? Partner in crime. Oh, he's in Canada doing what he do. Now, Snow is a real thug. Snow is a motherfucker that, yo, I don't know niggas that get banned from countries. This nigga get banned from countries.
Right.
He gets banned from countries. They be like, nah, nigga, we don't want you here. You too much motherfucking trouble. Me and that man has had bar fights. Fucking Palladium. They fucking threw us out of the Palladium. We could never go back. Wow. They had a club in New York named the Palladium.
Yeah.
One night we went there, right, and the manager told us before we went, y'all two together, don't get no shit. So we go there, we getting some shit. Here wow. I am trying to deny it, right? But a nigga punched me in my nose that night, and my nose was kind of swollen. And here I am the next day talking about, we ain't getting nothing. Motherfucker
right.
had us on film. They had us on film, called the office and told Steve they're never allowed in the Palladium again. We looking like, what the fuck? We ain't nothing. Nah, they had us on film. You know, that boy Snow, he's real as they come. You know what I'm saying? I'd walk with him yeah. through any ghetto before I walk through a lot of, through anywhere with a lot of folks I know. Cause I know when
do
I
he,
turn around.
Do he still
around,
make music and shit, or he just still perform? I'm pretty sure he's still able to make a living off performing them songs he had when he was out.
Yeah, yeah, he still does music, but I think that he's still trying to beat that tree down. That tree mm-hmm. is already chopped down. You know what I'm saying? He should have.
Right.
What he should have did was did a Justin Bieber, cut all the motherfuckers
yeah.
off. And go on about doing what the fuck you do, because you don't see Justin Bieber hanging with hip-hop niggas no more. You don't see
right.
him hanging with nothing that's going to negatively influence his career. He done switched his whole shit up. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying? Remember
right.
he used to be with the rappers, smoking the weed,
yeah.
and all that, being in trouble. He don't even
sipping
fuck
lean
with them niggas
shit.
No more. Thank you.
Yeah.
He don't even fuck with them no more, because somebody got in his ear. Listen, my man. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Come on,
much
Jeff.
As I tried to get in, much as I tried to get in his ear and tell him, listen, that Jamaican shit you're doing is fine, but you can also do some pop shit with that twang and cater to another audience, because them niggas in Jamaica ain't got no money, my man.
Right.
They ain't got money like that. You know what I'm saying? How much of your joint you like a novelty? Got to get out of that novelty shit. Love them to death, but that was my advice to them. Leave that
right.
shit alone. Do some other shit with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Step out of that fucking vein that you in, because that's the only vein that they're going to keep expecting of you.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 definitely, definitely. You know, explore other avenues, you know, reach different audiences. And, you know, to be real, he was dope. He had a cold flow. I mean, the guy, he became part of the track. You know what I'm saying? Very few people can do that, you know.
And
hey,
he
shit,
can
we need
sing
to have him
also.
On the show here someday.
He can sing also.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? So it wasn't all about the, you know, he had songs like Lady with the Red Dress on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He had other stuff that he could have done and just fucking progressed so much further. Then, you know what I'm saying? Right now, he's still doing the reggae thing. And how those reggae dudes where he's at is coming up is because they're putting him on their songs.
Right.
Now, he
yeah.
was way bigger than any of them. So they're looking at
right.
him like, you're going to help me come up. It's not the fact that he's doing, you know what I'm saying? But I can't tell a man nothing. That's my partner. I love him to death, and I'm always love the nigga to death. But still, I mean, business is business. If that's the kind of business you want to do, who am I to tell you other than?
Exactly.
Yeah, but
I always wonder what happened to him if he was still recording or traveling. I knew he was from Canada or whatever, but I didn't know he was getting banned from countries and shit, though.
What the fuck was he doing to get banned from countries?
That motherfucker was crazy, yo. You know how rock stars be trashing hotels and shit like this? That nigga would trash hotels, do all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? He was on that rock star status, but still, it was still a thing where, you know, things happen and whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He had to go, look, he is so fucking crazy that he got banned from certain cities in Toronto. Let's say you had to go from Scarborough to let's say another city in Canada, and there's a city in between that. He couldn't cut through that city. He had to go all the way around.
Damn.
In order to get from Scarborough to Pickering. You know what I'm saying? Yo, that man is crazy. That man is crazy. He loved him to death, though. I'm telling you. Until you lit that fuse. Once that fuse is lit, oh my God. Oh my God. One time, a whole we had a concert somewhere, and it's like the sound man did something crazy to the thing. Man, we damn near had to fight the whole fucking concert. We had to bang a few dudes, bang, 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 and run. We had to run.
Hell out of
it. Because the whole concert was running behind us, chasing us, right?
Damn.
But then there was some that was just on some go where they going. So we stopped at the middle of some place, you know, where we was at. We got on the park bench, and we started doing our show on the park bench with no microphone. And niggas was happy. But in between time, we had to bang a few cats up along the way. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
One dude standing there with a bottle cuffed in his hand, right? And we always had this telepathy with each other. Like, I'm watching. So now, I'm like, yo, you see that, right? And so Snow just gave this man this funny-looking rabbit punch. I ain't never seen this shit a day in my life. He hit this man with two fists at one time like a rabbit punch. Boom! that was the funniest shit I ever saw. But that's what got us. That she got fucking on some bullshit. And we had to run. You can't fight 1,000 motherfuckers.
No, hell no. Fuck no.
We gotta go.
Yeah, say we ain't scared, right, but we ain't stupid either. It's time to get on down. Shit.
Right, no. And a dude had a bottle cuffed in his hand, getting ready to clip him. You know, you don't want to get clipped with no bottle. It busts and splits you wide open. So I'm like, yo, boom, gave him the eye. Like, look. He rabbit punched the shit out of that dude. That shit was so funny.
Shake the spot. The motherfucker's dipping.
Yep.
Funny communication you guys had, because all you had to do was look at him. He knew exactly what to do.
And we knew what we was doing, yo. We rolled together like that. He's from Canada, but it's like he grew up in New York. Like, because where he's from, it was all ghetto. It was hood, period. He was in the projects. And then you can't say that somebody from Canada can't come off. Look at Drake. You know what I'm saying? He's from the same city. Snow was just as big as him, but nigga, you let Drake just take over your shit. Take over your territory. You know what I'm saying? You opened the doors for him, but Drake just took over.
And probably Drake didn't reach back, I imagine, like most of these cats do nowadays. Or don't do.
I don't even know. I don't even get into the politics of that. See, that would be me following the trend of what they talk about on media takeout and all of that. I don't care what the fuck they do. Fuck y'all. I ain't paying you no motherfucking mind. Your life ain't that interesting and shit. Because the first time somebody want to comment and criticize on the life that you living, you want to have beef with them.
I don't want no beef with you. You go ahead and do your motherfucking thing. Because, motherfucker, if you wasn't doing the shit that you were doing and you wasn't a public figure, nobody would be talking about you. So stop doing the shit that you're doing and maybe people won't talk about you. And doing it
right.
in public. Don't be mad when people
right.
criticize you. And that's one thing these artists can't take. They can't take criticism. Somebody say
yeah.
you whack, now you want to shoot him? Why you want to shoot that man? Because he don't like your music? He got the right not to like your music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every, he has
yeah,
every
yeah.
right
oh,
not
yeah.
to like your music. But yet you want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, it's different. It's different nowadays. Your criticism is... Well, we live in a society where people are afraid of words. You know, the sticks and stones may break my bones, and words may never hurt me. That shit's been erased. Now everybody's offended. Everybody catches feelings.
Right. Twitter beef.
Oh, yeah.
Twitter
yeah.
beef.
They have
safety
areas for words because they hurt people now. When I was a kid, a knuckle sandwich hurt you. It was
right.
words that hurt you. It was the fifth of all
right,
that
whatever.
Words.
Look,
you know.
look, and you're giving away your age because they don't even know what a knuckle sandwich is nowadays.
Right.
Yeah, real talk. What the fuck's this guy talking about here? What's a knuckle sandwich? Yeah. But, no, man, it's been real, man. Thank you for coming back on the show, Shanna. I really appreciate it. If people want to get at you for one of them cold-ass verses, what's the best way they can get at you or if they want to have you come perform at the town?
Well, they can just hit me up on my Instagram or something like that, MCShan1 with the number one, MCShan with the number one. And y'all go ahead and follow me. Y'all will see my regular, I'm a regular everyday dude. Regular everyday. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to get
right.
a different person from me tomorrow than you got today. You're going to see the same dude. I'm never on some I think that I'm better than anybody because the people that made me who I am is made who you know what I'm saying? I like hanging out with regular folks. I don't like being around star quality people, as they would call themselves, because they're
right.
lost in their own publicity. There's a story
yeah.
you made up to tell the public, and you're trying to live that, and you believe what you're telling the magazines. I don't deal with that.
Yeah, these selling
right.
guys
MC Shan
in the mirror all the time.
Right, but
MC Shan 1
is my Instagram, and that's all I use nowadays. I just make my Instagram post to my Twitter and my Facebook. I only check Facebook every blue moon, you know, only to see if niggas. I'm trying to, yo, we want you to do a show here, there, and there. You know what I'm saying? But other than
right.
that, I don't deal with all of that. I just do my little 15-second Instagram videos, and that's that.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah. I'm sure check you out. I'm going to follow you on that motherfucker. Because I know I got on your Facebook, but I don't think I got you on Instagram, though.
Look, wait till you see what I posted on Instagram today. You're going to be like, oh, my God, this motherfucker is crazy.
Oh shit! You got now. You can't leave us hanging, man. What did you post on Instagram?
Oh no, I like to shoot around here, right? Me, I like to shoot. You know, I like to go. But my daughter, my 6-year-old daughter, she got her own gun. And
I see it right there. Yeah, she got the pink gun. She about to bust.
Yeah, like right. You know what I'm saying? But people like to criticize and say. Oh, well, why are you teaching her about that? Because that's what goes on in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And if you was to ask her the fundamentals of a firearm, she'll tell you straight out. You know what I'm saying? Baby, when you point your gun, where you point it at?
Down the range.
Down the range. You never point your gun anywhere else but down the range. You see what I'm saying? Do you ever point your gun? You never point your gun at what?
People.
At people. You know
there
what I'm saying?
Go.
And you
yeah.
and you never put your finger on the trigger unless what?
You have to shoot.
You have to shoot. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what it is.
I
just followed your page
right
now, man. I'm checking
that.
Yeah, I'm
especially
checking
the world
out,
we're living in. The kids need to know how to defend themselves.
Right.
You just don't know. You just don't know these days. It's real talk.
But the last time... See, I got an assault rifle, too, right? And so I put a picture up of her holding an assault rifle, but she knows how to hold it.
And, oh, why are you teaching her that? Why do you got her that? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But if you go on, you go on Instagram and you look, you'll see these country folks, you know what I'm saying, with the Duck Dynasty, and they got their six-year-old on the damn thing shooting these AR-15s. So why is it so wrong that MC Shan teaches his? You know what I'm saying?
No, you
that's
need
the
to.
Same
ain't nothing
theory.
Wrong with that.
No, right.
Just some hypocrites.
You know what I'm
some hypocrites on that. You know what I'm saying? But she's out.
But
plus,
I don't
she's a woman, too. She a little girl that's going to grow into a woman. So there ain't nothing wrong with her learning how to defend herself or be able. That's all right to bear arms any damn way. You know what I'm saying? So at least you're teaching her from an early age. It'll be second nature to her. She already know the rules and she's responsible with a weapon. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's,
but see, what happened was
shit,
when I did that, right, when I did that first time, TMZ, or Media Takeout, put me on there and thought that I was going to be apologetic. I cursed them motherfuckers out and told them they could suck my thing, and they left me alone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if I was apologetic about anything I'm doing, they're going to keep on trying to put a thumb in the wound. But when you're not apologetic for the shit you do, when you ain't sorry, they leave you the fuck alone quick. Because I cussed them motherfuckers right the fuck out. That story disappeared the very next day. Like, this motherfucker here don't give no fuck. You actually right. I don't give no fuck. And fuck you. And I wish you would fuck around with my child because she got something for your ass. A hot one.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
But they stopped fucking with me immediately. Stop fucking with me immediately. Like, oh, this motherfucker here crazy. You got damn A right. Because I'm not going to let you make me feel any kind of way. Because that's somebody's, it's not illegal. That's your morality. If you choose not to teach yours about weapons, I live in a state where weapons are prevalent. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's just because when you're African-American, it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it,
you
know what I'm saying?
And I'm white. I agree. I've seen videos like you're talking about, not to cut you off, but I've seen videos where you have these little girls running around through the woods shooting up the whole freaking forest, and it's okay.
Yeah.
Everybody's thumbs up and thumbs up.
They're going hunting and all kinds of shit.
Right, but when I put my child up with an assault rifle, now they come down on me like, what are you doing? It's not criminal. That's just your mindset. Because niggas from the hood, that's how you think. Gun means stick up. Gun means robbery. Gun means this. What about gun means protection? Gun means keeping yourself
safe. My life.
Gun
yeah.
means, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Gun
Real
means
shit.
That when gun means that when this world comes to that shitty fucking aspect where everybody's trying to take yours and run in your house because there's motherfucking no law left. And you got a gun and you can protect yourself. What about those days that are coming? You see what I'm saying? I might not live to see it, but I bet you when it does happen, and if it does happen, she's going to know how to cock something back. You know what I'm saying?
And as fathers, that's what we hope for, especially if you got daughters. You got to make sure that they know how to defend themselves on all levels. All levels.
And one reason why is because a protection order is just a piece of paper.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A protection order
or
is just a piece of paper.
Or those imaginary boundary lines that they have sexual predators. They say, they can't be within 200 feet or 200 yards of a school. That's invisible.
Right.
You could hop over an invisible line instantly. So, real talk.
And if you don't have a tattoo on your forehead that says child predator, but it's not like at that age, she's going to be strapping a gun because she's not old enough to have a gun on her hip like I do. I walk out the house, you swear it's the Wild Wild West with me because I got it on my hip. You know what I'm saying?
You're
it's
just
not
showing
hidden.
How to use it.
No, I'm just saying when I walk out of my house, my gun is on my hip. Not hidden, not under the shirt, because I can't hide it. I don't have a concealed weapon license. I have a weapons carry permit, but I walk in front of the police, all kind of stuff. Now, for a black man to walk in front of the police with a gun on his fucking hip and they don't say shit to you,
That's a fucking feeling and a half. You know what I'm
saying?
I ain't
something never been
that,
able to do that shit.
You see what I'm saying? That's a feeling and a half. I went in Walmart today. Yeah. When I went in Walmart, my shit is right on my hip. Don't nobody pay no fucking mind to your ass.
Right, and you went in Walmart.
Thank you.
You better not come. Make sure you conceal that motherfucker if you ever come to St. Louis, because they ain't going for that shit here. Unless you fucking...
Right.
These
but see, that's the whole,
crazy,
whole,
man.
That's the whole thing of how you carry it. The police know that, yo, that's not an illegal weapon, so he's going to be wasting his time fucking with you about it. You wear that shit on your waist with the holster and all of that shit, you're already in his face. You see what I'm saying? You're already in the police face. And so he's not going to ask you about that weapon 9 times out of 10. They pull me over, and when I roll down my window, I'm like, officer, I got a weapon in the car. Oh, that's all right. They don't even pay no mind. Unless he says, well, let me see the weapon and let me run it. Of course they're going to run it because I'm black and I might have a fucking stolen weapon. So you're going to run it. But what usually happens is they come bring me back my weapon to the car. Have a nice day. See you later.
Right.
And for a black man, that shit is great. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, in this time and era, man, it's just fucking ridiculous.
Right. These motherfuckers here, though. I can't do that. I wish
yeah, you
I
can't
could,
do
but
that
I,
shit.
But
man,
I feel you to a certain... I feel what he's saying, though, because, like, when, like, me here in the city of St. Louis, the police really don't be fucking with me. Like, I hear these young cats, and they doing this and they doing that, and the police, but the police don't be fucking with me because I feel like I don't put myself in a position to where they're going to be fucking with me like that. It's almost the same feeling like if I walk down the street and the police coming, I'm not crossing it because I see them. I walk right by the motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
Because I know I ain't doing shit wrong. So if you fuck with me, you're going to do that anyway, whether I'm right or I'm wrong. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? But
and
when you standing out here and you hanging and you slanging and you doing this and you doing that, of course you're going to be a certain way because you know it. Even if you legit, you know they probably think we up to no good because they profile anyway.
Right.
They going to profile
anyway.
But
they say this about where I live out here in Georgia. Motherfuckers don't want to come out here and do nothing. They don't want to do shit. They are always, yo, the cops is hot. They always pull. Them motherfuckers only caught me, pulled me over one time in a roadblock. That's it. But other than that, I drive around freely. You just don't do shit that you get pulled over for. See, this is what people don't understand. If you ain't doing shit, they ain't going to fuck with you. They got other shit to do than to fuck with you for no reason. But if you're going to be one of them loud, boisterous motherfuckers, if the police ask you a question, answer the motherfucker. Ain't no reason for you to pipe up and fucking get to where them niggas want to whoop your ass.
Right.
It's not a disrespect to fucking answer his question, but he does this certain things that if you know the law, you ain't got to do. You ain't got to give him your ID. But if that's because you need to know your laws, you're right.
Right.
If he say, hey, come here. If you're not committing a felony, he ain't got no right to ask you for your identification. All that motherfucker, you fit the fucking suspect's description is bullshit.
Right.
I still ain't got to give you my shit. Right, but now there's a thing of, okay, do I want this problem or do I not want this problem? I don't have no warrants, so you want to see my ID? Cool, go ahead, get it. Ain't no problem.
Right.
In about 5 seconds, you're going to give me my shit back. But if I want to be an asshole, and I want to be an asshole and fucking say, fuck you, daughter, that I ain't giving you shit, now I'm starting trouble on myself. I know I'm innocent. But motherfucking just the way that I respond to this question that he's asking me, can I see your ID? Why, yes, officer, not a problem. Motherfucker might say, nah, you go ahead. You ain't the one I'm looking for. Just because of the way you respond to these police officers. One thing I'm really against is jumping on the bandwagon like when the police kill somebody or... Let's say a white guy kills a black dude. What's that dude, Zimmerman, whatever his face is, right? I don't jump on these bandwagons with that bullshit. You want to know why? because niggas kill each other in the hood every day and y'all don't say a fucking word about it. It's more about no snitching, don't tell, blah, blah, blah. But then when somebody from outside do it, you niggas want to jump up in fucking arms about the shit when y'all kill each other every day. So you can never expect me to be on the picket line when it comes to this Black Lives Matter bullshit. Fuck that. Black Lives Matter, but motherfuckers need to start carrying their motherfucking own weight. Stop fucking jumping on other motherfuckers when you kill each other each and every fucking day. Period. Let's start with that. Let's start by not killing motherfucking each other before we want to jump up about somebody fucking else and talk about stop snitching. Motherfuckers will get on me for saying this shit, but I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I'm speaking my truth. This is my truth right here, not your truth. My truth is I seen motherfucking plenty of my friends get shot by another motherfucker from the same block. You think anybody told on his ass? No, these motherfuckers are still running around here free in the street. Motherfuckers scared to say something because, ooh, he might kill me. But then the cop come in the neighborhood and shoot somebody. Now we all fucking mad. The fuck out of here. Get your own backyard motherfucking straight first before you start jumping up in fucking arms about other bullshit. Fix your own shit.
And now, more than ever, the people, all people need to come together because it's divide and conquer. That's what the game they're playing, especially these politicians. They got everybody divided all across the board. I think all these politicians are crap. You know what I'm saying? We need somebody with ideologies like you got to run for president, Shan. You need to cast a ballot, man. You need to put your name on that motherfucker. You know, but,
that's a little bit. It's like the WWE right now. You know what I'm saying? The best bullshit. There ain't nobody talking about nobody's politics. They talking about, let's bring America back to what the fuck it was before Obama. Oh, you want the gas prices to raise? You want the unemployment fucking rate to raise again? You know what I'm saying?
$4.50 a gallon. Fuck that shit. Yeah.
So what do you mean you want America to be back to what it was? If that's the America you want, motherfucker,
I'm moving to Switzerland.
Right. That was great. Okay, thank you very much.
It never was great. You know what I mean? Anything that was born off of genocide can't be great. You know what I'm saying? It could achieve great things along the line, but at the end of the day, it's always going to be tainted.
All right, but everybody is fucking poor. I don't give a fuck. You might have good
credit.
Everybody's in the red. Why are you living on good credit? Because you pay that shit right now. Why are you fucking poor? Because you can't pay that shit right now. It's the same fucking instance. Some people are poorer than others, but there's not a fucking abundance of rich motherfuckers around here. And all these rappers running around thinking that they rich, motherfucker, they'll never let you in that rich club. I don't give a fuck. Your money ain't shit. Niggas running around here like they got, you got a couple of million, motherfucker, but that shit don't make you nothing. I ran through $12 million motherfucking dollars myself. $12 million. And here I am, motherfucking, I ain't got the fucking big huge. I got a house, I got a home, I'm living comfortably, but I ran through $12 million. All these motherfuckers spending $68,000 and $70,000 on a watch. Nigga, you better watch your taxes, motherfucker, is all I'm saying. You better watch that shit, and you better not hope that shit gonna last forever, because I can show you straight out, it ain't gonna last forever. And when that tax bill come, and you be like, oh, shit, $150,000 for just this part of my taxes, and that was only for this year? You're going to be fucked up. You ain't going to never have nothing else again in your life, period, point blank. So watch your money. Watch how you're spending it. Stop doing the dumb nigga shit, as I call it. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to buy a motherfucking car, buy that shit used. It don't got to be the motherfucking year that it is, and you making payments on this motherfucker for the rest of your life. You go buy a fucking Ferrari today. 3 years from now, your shit ain't doing so well. You know what I'm saying? That's like 2 Chainz. I look at 2 Chainz. Before these niggas signed to these major labels and shit like this, they was able to put their music out every week if they wanted to. You got the Migos. The Migos done signed to Def Jam. They did a song with Young Thug, and Leo told them, fuck you, you can't put that out. These niggas are in the fucking game. the game that I know already. You know what I'm saying? Once you get underneath they belt, nigga, it ain't no I'm putting out another record next week. Look how long you ain't heard from the Migos. They can't even do
right.
a mixtape. Not that I'm a Migos fan. I'm just fucking, this is artist here. I'm on the
right.
artist team. Regardless to whether you nice or whether you whack, motherfucker, this is the business. But you can't
yeah.
even put your own songs out every week no more. So all the millions that you spending trying to motherfucking floss it up right now, you better sock some of that shit away.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, yeah, real talk. Real talk.
Look,
I, some of the
now,
greats died broke, you know.
Right, but
even
these
Sugar
cats
Ray Robinson,
are not getting...
Sugar Ray Robinson died in his hotel room with a trophy. That's all the man had. Joe Louis, he died with nothing. You know, it's horrible. It's horrible to see that happen.
But that's
you
when
know,
you got
it,
fucked up managers like Fly Tie and shit. That's what happens to you.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for me doing that snow shit, I would be fucked up right now. As far as
yeah.
my hip-hop career goes, because I had a mismanager like Fly Tie Williams that stole everything from me. You dig what I'm saying? So
wow.
this is what's going to happen to some of these artists right now. You know, they're getting it right now. And then with these 360 deals that they're signing, they're not really, they're making money off of their shows. So now if you're not putting out these records the way that you've been putting them out to gain that capital you were getting before, and you're just living off of your shows, when the shows slow down, what's going to happen to all that fancy, fancy shit you just fucking was flipping? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to have to turn it back to the streets. Now, I say once you start making that money, you leave the streets alone and turn it to some other shit. Fuck that, nigga. You got out the street. Why you want to go back to that? You can't
right.
go back to that because when you got up there, you wasn't fucking with them niggas in the street like that. So let you try and go backwards to the street when you done fucked around and dissed them niggas and ain't come back to the hood, none of that shit, and you done moved to the fancy house on the east side of town and shit. You can't come back to the hood like that, so you just fucked up.
Yeah,
right.
Niggas ain't got no love for you like that no more. That's bullshit. Ain't no love like that.
That's real talk. That's real talk, Shan. Hey, it's been one hell of a show, man. We thank you for coming back on the show. We hope to have you on again in the future. Anytime you want to come on at all for anything, man, I don't care what you put out, whatever it is, or even just the bullshit or
thank
co-host
you.
The show with us, you open door all the time, brother. Real talk.
Thank
right.
you, thank you,
all
thank
time.
You. And I won't take up no more of your time because I know we was getting off a little while ago, but then I start flapping off at the mouth again.
No,
but
that's
I don't
all
just
good, man. Shit.
Just dropping
jewels for
I don't flap off
for
about
people.
Bullshit. You know what I mean?
No.
And thank y'all
no,
once
man.
Again. Now let me go see what my daughter wants. She wants me to play, what's this dumb game? What is that game? Minecraft. She wants me to play Minecraft. So I want to play
Minecraft.
Minecraft.
Yeah, hey, my little one's into that too. Hey, have fun. Have fun.
All take, right, y'all take care.
You,
listeners,
Shan.
Y'all remember, MC Shan 1 on Instagram. Go fuck with your boy. Out.
Man, get at Shan for verses, for shows. You know, say you put out a new album, you need to have him on it. Let's bring hip-hop back. As we get the fuck out of here, we're going to bring it back. This is MC Shan. Let's bring hip-hop back. We're out of here. Peace. UGSforlife.com.
Yes. Thank you. Life. Yes.
Call me old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoes spinning hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track. Let's bring hip-hop back. I'm the type to claim I never knew that cat. And on sight, niggas laying you out flat. Confidential CI, nigga, you that rat. Claiming thug. Where the fuck they do that at? Is it to my understanding that you're handling coke keys? Talking about you pros? Nigga, you broke, please. You better save it for a lawyer. Less trips to the strip club, tricking on the toyer. You can never hold down what I maintain. Sick, got the people saying I ain't sane. Hot boy, acting like if you ain't flame. Got a chopper, but the bitch can't aim. In this game, son, I hustle like a nigga to sling crack. Waiting for these pussy little niggas to swing back. Me and you could never ever be on the same track. If coke was a notebook, this would be the bring back. Call me old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoes spending hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track.
school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spinning hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Bring hip hop back. Niggas step up and get your cranium cracked. I'm trying to be cool, this ain't a way to react. I really ain't feeling what he's saying, he whack. Y'all niggas fraud, so I'm taking it back. I'm his worst nightmare, everything he fears. Fuck all his talking, nigga, see me when the check clears. Now y'all rapping and pursuing careers, and this shit that I've been doing for years. Since when do some 20 inches, sit a nigga so high, walking so the nigga didn't see me stroll by. This is why I'm still getting paid today, cause legends don't die, we just fades away. He must have rolled the short bus cause he acts slow. The rookie nigga talking like he all pro. I'm jumping in but I ain't screaming, look out though. I'm screaming, fuck you nigga, die slow. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spending hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop.